Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We call him our personal trainer for the mind, Maurice Deepers. He visits us every week based on the logic that emotional exercise is as good for you as physical exercise. Maurice, you've got more tips on being a good listener.
Good listening is a skill that we can all develop, and it is, like a lot of things in life, something that you have to practice and something we can all be better at. So here's some quick tips for how to be a good listener. We discussed paying attention and being able to show in our body language that we are paying attention. So our body language communicates to the other person that we are with them, we are on topic, we are actually sharing the experience. So facing the person, maintaining eye contact, nodding your head, all of these things we call minimal encourages, and they are showing the speaker that you are showing enthusiasm and that you are along for the ride. One thing that people often find really uncomfortable is silences, and it's really important as a good listener to allow the silence, because that gives the speaker time to collect their thoughts and actually communicate what they're going to communicate into that space. Acknowledging the speaker's feelings when we're actually talking is really, really important, because we communicate in a number of different ways and a number of different mediums. We communicate information, but we also communicate feelings. So by trying to pick up and empathize with that person and think about what they would be experiencing and feeling is another really important way to show that you're listening. It's okay to ask if you misunderstand something. It's actually a really good way to show that you're actively involved in trying to keep up and listen. So confirm that you understand what was said, or seek further clarification, and allow your feelings to enter that as well, and sometimes communicate your feelings back based on what you've heard can also be another really good way of showing that you have been paying attention. So eye contact, minimal encourages, nodding the head, showing your enthusiasm, asking questions, and sitting with the person are really good listening guides.